a wonderful morning wherever you may be listening to Radio Pulpits. On behalf of Dominic Karel Verhoef, the rest of the team, right down to me, Mpo Mane, Sanet Dysel and Wilma van Skalkwyk, good morning. May the Lord God Almighty just bless and keep you and me in the hollow of His hand and in the middle of His heart. Good morning. I want to touch on something this morning. And I want to read you the Message translation as well as the King James translation in this. And perhaps it's only yours this morning. Perhaps. I won't know. The Lord put it on my heart early this morning around, I think, 2:30. It was just ringing in my mind to do Psalm 56 verse 4 with you this morning. What can mere mortals do to me? Wat kan 'n mens aan my doen? What can mere mortals, what can people do to me? David asks the Lord. He says in Psalm 56, verse 4 and 5, in God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, am I not afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? What can man do to me? All day long they twist my words. All their schemes are for my ruin. And then I hear Peterson's translation when he says of Psalm 56 verse 4, take me aside, God, take me aside, and take my side, Lord God. I'm getting kicked around, stomped on every day. Not a day goes by, but somebody beats me up. They make it their duty to beat me up. Take my side, God. I'm getting kicked around, stomped on every day. Not a day goes by, but somebody beats me up. They make it their duty to beat me up. And then I hear the answer from Romans 8. You, my son, my daughter, by the grace of Christ, you are more than an overcomer. Romans 8:37, but in all these things we are overwhelmingly conquerors through Him who loved us. We have the victory in Christ, even though I am getting kicked around and stomped on every day. Not a day goes by, but somebody beats me up. They make it their duty to beat me up. Psalm 56, verse 4 and 5. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Wat kan 'n mens aan my doen? Vra David. 'N mens kan baie aan 'n ander mens doen, nee? Jy weet het. People can do terrible things to you, and David knows this. And therefore he asks, as Eugene Peterson translates it into the Message translation, Psalm 56 verse 4, take my side, God. I'm getting kicked around. And then it rings in my ear, and it finds my heart to calm down when I experience I am being kicked around by people, stomped on by people every day. Then my mind, under the control of the Holy Spirit, tells me that the Word of God in Romans 8:37 is mine as well. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. I have the victory in Christ Jesus' grace. And because of God's love, you and I are more than a conqueror. You have victory over every temptation and spiritual assault through the power of Christ in you. And God promises, no matter what comes into your life, you have victory through Christ. Eish. You know, as I listen to so many testimonies, even on Radio Pulpit as we broadcast these testimonies, so many Christians don't have this breakthrough in Christ Jesus' grace, what the Bible is talking about. We do not allow the Holy Spirit to take control of our minds so that our minds may be cool. As we say in Afrikaans, koel kop, gesonde verstand, telling our hearts, which goes on galloping because of fear, because of what can a man, what can people do to me? People are kicking me around, as the Message translation says of Psalm 56. And then I don't have the victory over every temptation and spiritual assault through the power of Christ. God Almighty in his word promises no matter what comes into your life. Just think about those Christians in Rome. Think about the Christians throughout the New Testament who went through trials and tribulations. Think about John on the island of Patmos. John was thrown in a pot of cooking oil. How does a man look like when he comes out of a pot of cooking oil and still lives? And this was John on the island Patmos. And there he saw an angel standing at the sun, says Revelation chapter 19, inviting him to come to the banquet of the Lord God Almighty in the victory of Christ. And not just a victory, but an overwhelming victory through Christ's grace worked in me by the Holy Spirit. You know, at times the enemy may come against you and me trying to make our lives difficult. However, we will have the ability far beyond our own power to not to fear, not to worry, because we know that through Christ we will always overcome. Yes. Take the world situation at the moment. And I'm not going into politics, not at all. I don't like politics. But just look at the politicians all over the world, our own politicians. We are promised this and that. You know, every time I drive into Cape Town, well, I drive into Cape Town, Louise and I, frequently. And as I pass a Khayelitsha near the airport in Cape Town on the N2, and I see all the shacks, and I see all the toilets lined up next to the N2, my heart breaks. Because I think of all the gogos who have to walk far at night in terrible situations, in fear, to use the toilet. And what happened to the promises of the politicians who said, there's a better future for all? And perhaps the Lord is just speaking to you this morning, and you will say, yeah, I know what it is, because I'm living in Khayelitsha. I'm living in a squatter camp somewhere. I'm living under a bridge. I'm living in situations where it's so difficult. I know what a man can do to me. I trusted them, and look where I am. However, you, as God's child, hear this morning. you are more than an overcomer. The Lord is with me, says Psalm 118, verse 6 to 7. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. I trust in God. I'm defiant against enemies. Oh, I trust in God. The psalmist declares in Psalm 56 that they put their trust in God and therefore they are not afraid. And despite the threats and the schemes of others that comes to nothing and all the promises even the politicians make, and it doesn't matter to which party, in political sense, you listen. Despite the threats and on the other hand the schemes and the promises. And I'm coming to the situation as the German says, the Sitz im Leben, the situation, the context of Psalm 56 later on. The psalmist is not worried because he believes in God's protection. And this verse mentions our enemies distorts the psalmist's words and plots against him. What is the meaning of Psalm 56 verse 4, which says, what can a mere mortal do to me? It reminds me of the confidence I can have in God, the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth by Jesus' grace. Oh, I love this. When I'm afraid, verse 4 says, I shall not be afraid. Psalm 56 verse 4. So when I am afraid, when I think of all the promises I've heard from people, when I am even disgusted at myself, when I allowed other people's promises to give me hope and did not trust in God, and look at the situation in which I find myself, perhaps I, as disciple of Jesus, as a child of God, I, under the command and the power of the Holy Spirit, may say, I won't be afraid. But how do I get from when I'm afraid to not be afraid? Here's how. I put my trust in God. Simple as that. By His mercy, by His grace, by His kindness, by His love, I put my trust in God. Psalm 56 verse 4 says, I praise God for what He has promised, not a man. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? Psalm 56 verse 4. You know, we can make a list of the things we worry about. Not a mental list, but a real paper pencil list of all your worries. Let's make a quick list. I'm just thinking about it. Think about the bills you have to pay, the financial situation. Think about family issues. All the family issues, write it down. Think about guilt. Think about job, your work, stress. Perhaps you don't have a work. You don't have a job. Your conflict in marriage. The gossip going around. Think about what you have to do today. And make a list of all the worries with pencil and paper. And beside each one of those items on that list, I can write those things are not of God. They are mere mortals. So what can it do to me as a child of God? I have a responsibility if I have financial difficulties to do something about it. But it cannot break me. And so I can go down the list. You know, when David wrote Psalm 56, he was recalling a time when he had been seized by the Philistines and been taken to Goliath's hometown. So David He recalls that time when he was in distress. Terrible. That's the Zitzim Lieben. That is the context of Psalm 56. Everyone around him wanted to destroy David. Only one person was looking out for David, and that was God. Maybe your worries this morning, what's the time? 16 minutes past 6 o'clock on the 12th of February 2025. Maybe your worries make you feel like everyone and everything is against you this morning. Maybe you, as God's child, are feeling like you are being crushed under the weight of your own circumstances. So did David. But hear God's word. Find comfort in the same truth that David did when he said, "What can mere mortals do to me?" What a comfort. I trust in God. You know, one thing I also have learned about our God we serve is that He wants us to believe that He's bigger than our circumstances. It's a simple sentence. He's bigger than my circumstances. But it's so true. God is bigger than my circumstances. God's ability to protect me is bigger than my worries. Oh. Can I say it again? God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is bigger than my circumstances. God Almighty, Creator of the heavens and the earth, His ability to protect me is bigger than my worries. God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is bigger, and His providence sees farther than the moment. Hy sien verder as waar ek is. And He wants me to trust Him. In the middle of David's despair, in the psalm he says, "I praise God for what He has promised." I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? David quits focusing on men and people and circumstances. He fixes his hope in the promises of God. How does he do it? Psalm 56 says he praises God. He trusts in God. He relinquished his fear. What does that look like for you and me? Block out the criticism. Block out the persecution. Block out those people who pulls you down. Relinquish your fears. Focus on God. Praise God. Trust God's promises. And then, through Romans 8:37, we are more than conquerors, you and I can exclaim with David, "What can mere mortals do to me?" What? People can do a lot to me, obviously. People can do a lot to me. People can do a lot to me. And David was feeling quite threatened by his adversaries and their relentless pursuit. So on the one hand, he does fear them, he fears their attacks. But when he is afraid, when his heart shrinks, he puts his trust in God. Oh, it reminds me of Psalm 46, verse 10. "Be still and know that I am God." Psalm 46, verse 10. Psalm 46 is a wonderful passage in which the psalmist declared that no matter what was happening around him, God was his refuge and God was his strength. And safe in the assurance that He is God, you and I can wait on God even amid chaos in our lives. He is still on the throne. God is on the throne. And therefore, Lord God, I know people can do a lot to me. Circumstances can threaten me. but I put my trust in you. In Jesus Christ, I have overwhelming victory. I do not fear death because Jesus conquered death. I have victory over fear, worry, and temptation. Amen and amen. Will you not come with me to say this morning, I want to overcome every attack of Satan through Christ Jesus' grace in me? Because Jesus empowers and fills me with His Holy Spirit. And today I want to declare, I am more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus.